person on the riverbank. The reflection of the clouds seemed to go in the opposite direction, and the water simply heads for the ocean. It goes around jagged rocks effortlessly, and over great waterfalls perhaps. And at other times the river will widen. The water slow flows and slows and slows and flows very, very slowly, with its own calm, peaceful and tranquil movement, continuing on towards the sea. And therefore from now on you will see that your fear has simply flowed away, and it is replaced with a sensible, balanced determination. It is replaced with your own emotional and conscious ability to know that you can do things to the best of your own abilities, and you do have the ability, and all of the procrastination that you have had in the past in your life, created by those fears that were not even real, they have flowed out of your life on that river, and you will become much more sensibly balanced and emotionally courageous, and you will begin to look at why you can do things, and do them you will you not? Yes, you can. That's right. And your conscious mind doesn't even need to necessarily understand fully one single thing I have said, because bravery and a lack of fear are simply a state of mind, and your state of mind has changed to the positive. From now on you simply flow with the rhythm of your life. That's right. Now you know, and I know too, there are many times in the past, events, situations and circumstances have presented themselves, and to your pleasant surprise, although pre-negativity may have had you feeling that it was a fearful situation, it was actually pleasant, or indifferent, or irrelevant. That's right. Just as a person with a fear of bees could consciously realize that millions of bees would fly past, never to sting one.